I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a goon?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches. Good morning, USA.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Hey, it is. Oh, today's Wednesday, right? All right, ready? Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Ooh, what a day.
That's right. It is Wednesday. Charlamagne is running a little late. There's a bridge called the George Washington Bridge that connects New Jersey to New York, and it is backed up like crazy, and he got stuck in that traffic.
So no yo-yo-yo-yo-yo this morning?
No yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. See, I actually listened to 1010 Winds, which tells you the news before you come to work, so I knew
and the
beforehand.
Traffic.
Right. Charlamagne hit me, was like, yo, don't take the GWB. I was like, I'm not taking the George Washington Bridge. I
How
listened
come
to
you
10
didn't
10
hit him and tell him?
I should have. I should have a little bit. I definitely should have.
All right. That would have been nice of you.
Now, ask me how my night was last night.
So let me tell you what happened yesterday.
What happened?
No, I'm kidding. How was your night last night?
I spent the night in the emergency room.
What happened to you?
All right. Let me tell you what happened. So my leg
Here
has
we
been
go again.
My leg has been hurting, right? My right leg has been hurting. And I tried to ignore it. But then I started reading stories about Chris Bosh, Tamar Braxton's husband, Vince, and Heavy D recently, and they all had problems and issues with blood clots.
Right.
So I told myself I have a blood clot in my leg. So I went to the emergency room, and they were like, what's wrong? I was like, my leg hurts. I have a blood clot. They was like,
you diagnosed yourself?
I did. They was like, how do you know you have a blood clot, sir? I was like, I just know. They was like, does it hurt? I said, it doesn't hurt on the outside. It hurts on the inside.
Have you ever had a blood clot to even know what it feels like? Or
no, but I thought I had one, and I couldn't. They was like, well, describe the pain. I'm like, it doesn't hurt on the outside, but it hurts on the inside. They was like, well, how does it hurt on the inside, sir? I said, I don't know, but I have a blood clot. So they was like, all right. So I went to the emergency room, and then they had to do a sonogram, an MRI, and an X-ray. I had to go through all that.
To find out you just had a hurt leg.
Just had a hurt leg. So I was there for like...
Maybe you should stretch.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said, maybe you should stretch.
I just diagnosed DJ Envy.
They said, you should stretch.
Dr. Yee.
But I was like, I'm on flights a lot. My leg hurts.
Well, you should stretch,
It's
Envy.
Not going away.
What is wrong with you?
They said, take aspirin and stretch, dummy.
So I was there. What a waste of time for somebody that really needed to be in the emergency room.
But you know I'm sensitive, right?
We know.
So on the way to the hospital, I'm telling my wife, I'm like, do you think people will care about a one-leg DJ? Because they probably going to have to amputate my leg. Like, when I go in, I go all the way in.
You guys basically have been in the emergency room for the past.
I know.
Well, yesterday we had all kinds of issues. We have this juice bar in Brooklyn. And I'm going to tell you.
What the hell happened?
So I get a call yesterday saying that the juice bar has been shut down by the, I don't know what's going on. So anyway, turns out it was a mistake on the behalf of the city. They
right.
just, somehow the paperwork wasn't connected that was done. They said there was a document that was missing, but there was no
Everything
document
was
missing. Everything's there. But by the time they finished in one agency, they had to go over to the other one. That one was closed, so they can't even go till 9 o'clock this morning. It's a lot of different things.
Yeah,
having
no.
a business that I never knew about before.
But one thing I do know, when they said it was closed because it was a document, I knew that was a lie. Because Angela Yee be on her ish. I'd be like, there is no way that she let that pass. So I'm like, there is a mistake with the city. And I was right. There was a mistake with the city.
Well, I can't admit that. I don't know everything about this my first time doing it. But I do know that anything that I was told had to be taken care of, I'll be on top of it. So.
I know. Believe me, I know. So
I'm a little irritated. There's nothing you could do either about all that business that's lost.
Nope.
And it kind of looks bad. There's a sign
on the door that says,
door,
cannot
like,
open, do not
yeah.
move, remove. That's all right. We'll be back in business later on today. So again, the Juice Bar, Malcolm X Boulevard in Brooklyn. If you're in Brooklyn, around Brooklyn, go get some of the freshest and best tasting juices ever. 277 Malcolm Avenue. All right.
Malcolm X Boulevard.
Malcolm X Boulevard.
Oh my gosh, MV.
I know.
It's my blood clot.
My leg still hurts. All right, now Troy Ave will be joining us this morning. So we're going to kick
Speaking
it with
of
Troy
Brooklyn.
Ave. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about his shooting. I don't know if he'll answer, but we'll ask him about it. We'll also talk about his bodyguard friend that passed away. We'll
he's
talk about his
still facing
new project,
20 years.
And he's still facing 20 years in prison. So we'll talk to him about all that. But up next, front page news, what are we talking about?
We'll be talking about the O'Reilly factor. Now, we told you about these sexual assault allegations that Bill O'Reilly had settled, costing Fox News about $13 million. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll tell you what the backlash is for him now.
All right. And also, tell him why you're blessed. If you feel blessed this morning, 800-585-1051. Call us right now. Tell us, I feel blessed. I ain't got a blood clot. I ain't gonna lie. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. If you just joined us, I was telling the story how I went to the emergency room last night. My leg was hurting. I thought I had a blood clot. And
turns out he just needs to stretch.
Nah, they just said he just needed to stretch. He good money. But I start hearing things and I start feeling the same way.
I'm like, hey, man, anything I hear, if I hear somebody die right now, especially if they black,
yep,
I'm going to be like, damn, I'm going to have that in a week. I'm telling you.
I'm the same way. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Let's talk Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, the O'Reilly factor is having some issues now. We told you yesterday about Bill O'Reilly settling at least five cases of inappropriate behavior with mm-hmm. different women, and that cost the network about $13 million. But mind you, he has the biggest, most popular show on cable news and on Fox News.
Means nothing when you start losing sponsors, though.
Well, he's lost 21 companies so far
on
that show. 21 companies have pulled ads. That includes Mercedes-Benz, BMW of North America, Mitsubishi Motors, Lexus, Coldwell Bankers. It's a whole lot. Credit Karma. All of them have been pulling their ads. They said, we value our partners. We're working with them to address their current concerns about the O'Reilly factor. How does that feel?
I'm going to tell you something, though. When mm-hmm. I see advertisers do stuff like that, it makes me want to support that product more.
Exactly.
And the reason why is because it shows that that corporation is actually standing for something.
But I've seen this before. They usually pull out at first, and then maybe 6-7 months later, they slowly find their way back in. That happens a lot with advertisers.
If they get rid of Bill O'Reilly, because right now you got the National Organization of Women calling for the firing of Bill mm-hmm. O'Reilly.
And that's come on now, five different cases that he's settled.
Right. Listen,
that's all that we know of so far. I can guarantee you there's going to be some more things coming forward.
Plus,
people behind the scenes talking about how awful he was to work with.
Mm-hmm. I love when corporate America shows that they actually care about the people, because it is the people who buy your product.
Absolutely.
So I actually love when corporate America does stuff like that.
Now, what else is going on in front page news?
Well, here's some good news. A teenager from New Jersey, young woman named Ifeoma Whitethorpe, has been accepted into 8 Ivy League schools.
Wow. Okay. Drop one of those bombs for her, damn it.
Yes.
Sitting around having a conversation with my daughter last night about college, and she's only 8.
She actually goes to Morris Hills High School. She's a senior. She said, I want to go into global health and study biology, and so many of them have great research facilities. So I was like, I might as well just shoot my shot.
Respect.
And apply. She said, shoot my shot,
guys.
That
is great.
Respect to her.
And also in Ferguson, the mayor has been reelected, FYI. Everything that happened with Mike Brown, that happened about almost 3 years ago, so it's the same mayor. And
why y'all reelect the same mayor?
That Mayor James Knowles has been reelected. He was actually running against Black City Councilwoman Ella Jones. She would have been the first Black mayor if she would have won.
All you people in Ferguson that was complaining, y'all didn't go vote Ella Jones into the whatever the house is in Ferguson, the mayor's house? Like, y'all just let the same person who has been letting that corrupt police system run wild back in the office?
We got to get out and vote. Got to get out and vote.
Well, that's your front page news.
All right. Thank you very much, E. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe Bay needs a haircut. Charlamagne, you need a haircut, man.
I know. My barber on the way here now.
All right, cool.
My hairline showing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I get a baldy twice a week. I haven't done it yet this week, but right now I look like RoboCop without his mask.
Exactly. 800-585-1051. Tell him why you're mad. If you're upset, you need to vent. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Bounce. Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad.
Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
This is Reba.
Hey, Reba, tell them why you mad.
I'm just mad at this odd generation, how they feel like everything goes their way. They're entitled, they don't be, and they just want to be disrespectful. Like, these kids these days have no respect for adult figures or anything of the sort.
This is definitely a tough generation.
But you know what, though, man? We can't really put all the blame on the kids, because somewhere along the way, the OGs before them failed them. We didn't put that respect in them.
Right.
I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I be there for my nieces and stuff and my children. I tell them, look, if y'all don't want to work hard for stuff, then I guess you won't have it.
They be seeing people stunting on the gram, thinking everything's easy.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, man. You got a lot of older people who act worse than these kids. So it's just like, yo, the older people got to embrace the fact that we're elders now, and we got to teach the new generation better. Simple as that.
It's not always about quick cash and quick money. I mean, we all work very hard, and we worked hard
Absolutely.
For a lot of the things that we have. And there's a lot of people out there that continue to work hard. It's not easy. You can't just think it's going to be an easy check. Hello, who's this?
Young Josh 93 out of Houston, Texas.
Oh, what up, Young Josh?
Hey, Angelique, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
What's up, Josh?
I was gonna tell y'all why I'm mad.
Why you mad, Josh?
I'm mad because I don't ever be putting nobody down, and everybody just keep doubting my dreams, and I don't do that to nobody, so I don't understand why it be happening to me.
I see you out there making moves, Young Josh. That just means people feel threatened.
What do you want, Young Josh?
Oh, yeah, you know what I want, Charlamagne. I'm finna come at your head.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, Charlamagne, lately things don't look so well. If your dreams is guaranteed that your book won't sell, and you say I can't rap, how can you doubt your own brother? Dog, you must be smoking crack. You already look like Lamar Odom. Hey, DJ Envy, remember when you played my song in the club? Since then, Houston DJ's been showing a little more love. I can tell you why I'm mad. I can tell you what it be, because it's Woman Crush Wednesday, and I'm not with Angie Yee.
Hey, Josh.
Hey,
Josh, I just want you to know that you got a lot of lies in your rap. My book is already a bestseller, just in pre-sale, sir. Thank you. It'll be out April 18th.
Black Privilege.
Opportunity comes to those who create it. Yeah. No, I'm not offended.
Yeah.
I like look like Josh, I got his bars. His bars were good, though.
I got under your skin,
busting. Why? Why? Because I told you the truth?
No. You're threatened by what I just said.
You threatened by me.
No.
Yes, Young Josh. Get it, Young Josh.
You were scared that your book wouldn't sell, but I'm going to buy it.
There you go.
Young Josh, I'm telling you that it's a bestseller.
I'm supporting you.
Go to Amazon and you'll see the flag by it that says bestseller, sir.
He said he's supporting you.
But thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm supporting you.
I appreciate it, Young Josh.
Thank you for calling.
Because I would never buy none of your raps. But thank you for buying my book.
Young Josh will insult you and then send you a compliment.
Black Privilege, my ad.
Oh, man. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Matter of fact, tell him why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Spread some positivity. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hey, man, what's up, man? It's Tony from Dallas.
Hey, tell them why you blessed, bro.
I'm blessed. I'm mad. Actually, I'm mad and I'm blessed. Man, I'm mad because y'all not syndicated out here in Dallas.
We would love to be. We love Dallas.
Hopefully. Give us a minute.
Yeah, I know it's coming sooner or later, but I'm blessed, man, because, man, I was 17 years old with a kid and a felony, man. I lost everything I had. I lost my scholarship and everything. But long story short, man, I found my wife. Well, now my wife now. When I was 20 years old, man, we going on our second home. I'm 29 now. We're going to our second home. She's about to graduate with her master's coming in May. And we actually about to have our third child, man. So
congrats,
I want everybody out there to listen, man. Keep pushing the envelope, man. Do not give up because there's better things out there, man. And God is good. I know all y'all can contest to that.
Absolutely.
God is good, man. God isn't good.
God is everything.
Everything. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Sean, man.
Sean, what's up, man? Tell him why you blessed, bro.
I'm blessed, but I was listening to you about that blood clot thing, right? I done had two of them in the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Right, you got to stop eating pork.
And I don't eat pork. I never ate pork.
Oh.
What did they say? What was it due to?
Okay, they think it's hereditary because my brother, he had it, didn't survive. And also my oldest daughter, she had it as well.
Wow.
But, yeah, one of my friends had it too.
But in the future, Evan, if you really want to know, it feels like a cramp in your leg that doesn't go away. The pain just get intense. To the point you can't walk.
Well, now, mine wasn't that bad. Mine just felt like a little pain in my leg that I had for a while that I just wanted to get checked out.
Does it still hurt now?
It hurts a little bit, but it don't hurt, like, excruciating. But
so now, sir, did you know to go to the doctor?
Okay, what happened with me the first time I had it, I didn't know. I just put heat on it, right? And it just, the pain just kept on getting more and more intense. Then when I went to the hospital, and they took a sonogram and everything. I had a blood clot, I stayed in the hospital for a week. The second time was 2 years later. I had the same thing again, but this time I knew because it's just like I said, it felt like the cramp in my leg. It starts at the back of the calf, and it feels like a Charlie horse, like I said, a cramp.
Right.
It gets more intense, and the swelling gets more worse.
Okay.
Now I took myself to the emergency room, and bam, I had a double clot. So now I have to wear those long hoses to start stopping. And I'm on blood thinners for the rest of my life.
Wow. You know what? Mine is in the front of the calf, but it just felt a little funny. It didn't hurt. It wasn't like excruciating pain where I couldn't walk. It just felt, something just didn't feel right. And I was like, let me just go check it out. Tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. If you're blessed and you want to call us, you can. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we have some more information on what Mel B was saying was going on through her marriage to Stephen Belafonte. Also, Jay-Z. Apparently, he has a new venture coming, and it's going to cost you.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it was Jay-Z and Beyonce's 9-year anniversary yesterday, 9 years since they got married.
Mm-hmm.
And in celebration of that, Beyonce has released the song Die With You. Now, a couple of years ago, she uploaded a video on Tidal of her singing that song while playing the piano for their 7th wedding anniversary. Now that song is available to be streamed on Tidal, so it's mastered and everything for people that were wondering where could they get that song. She also put out a music video and a 63-track playlist on Tidal that's kind of an anniversary playlist because it does have Tony anniversary on there,
mm-hmm.
as well as other songs. Like, she has some Sade, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, Nina Simone, Prince, Frank Sinatra, Outkast, Drake, Lauryn Hill, all of that. So
drop one of Clues Bombs for Beyonce and Hov.
Yeah, congrats to them.
They make marriage look fly. Marriage is fly, it by is the fly. Way.
Right, and Jay-Z also has a new champagne coming. And that champagne will be landing in the market on April 18th. So that champagne is the same people that do Ace of Spades, because, you know, he always has situations with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it A2 for short. And they're saying that it's going to feature grapes picked from the 2008, 2009, and 2010 vintages. And it's going to sell for over $500 a bottle.
Oh, okay. So it's still not affordable.
Well, Ace is what is Ace about? I thought Ace was around
$1 million a bottle.
It's the same company, I guess, that makes that. So it's going to be...
Yeah, because it's kind of like the same lane.
Okay. Ace of Spades is $1 million a bottle.
It is not.
It's real gold that they use on the bottles. You can actually melt it down and make a charm if you want.
All right, Tupac's estate is opening a Power Mecca Cafe. It's an original restaurant concept that Tupac actually conceived of before he passed away. He had about 3 pages written out of what he planned to have. One of the things that he was passionate about was opening a restaurant, and he even sketched out those plans, and he had a whole menu that he conceived of as well. It's going to have meatloaf, gumbo, and his cousin Jamala's fried chicken wings on the menu. That cafe, by the way, is limited. It's going to be in New York because, you know, he's getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be from April 7th to April 9th. If you want to check that out, they're taking over Sweet Chicks, which is on the Lower East Side in New York City. So it's kind of like a pop-up restaurant.
See, this is when things start to get sketchy because Pac's been dead for well over 20 years.
Right.
I don't know what Pac really, really, really conceived and didn't conceive.
Well, they had the handwritten pages.
He had a whole restaurant with a menu.
They had 3 handwritten pages in his notebook, and he had sketched out what the restaurant is and what he wanted it to be.
Well, if they serve any kale on there, I refuse to believe that Pac put kale on his menu 20 years ago.
Well, he loved meatloaf.
He
loved gumbo.
Gluten-free
fried
on there.
Fried chicken wings.
I refuse to believe Pac wrote that out 20 years
ago. Where did the proceeds go?
Oh, I don't know. It's just from his estate. They're probably doing it because of the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
And that's at the Barclays. This is on the Lower East Side. So it's just a pop-up, you know, the 7th to the 9th.
What?
And in addition to that, they're doing an exclusive limited edition merchandise and apparel through a collaboration with Bravado, which is Universal Music Group's merchandise and brand management company.
What was Pac's diet? Pac had abs and all kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? A nice little build.
Looked like he worked out a lot.
We never heard Pac rap about food.
You know what? The way you just described him is exactly how I would have described
him. Yeah, you did. You described him kind of nice.
Yeah.
Oh, he got a nice build and you got abs.
That's what I'm saying. I would have described him the same way.
Y'all need to be more secure with yourselves. Like, we
I'm
know
very
what Biggie
secure.
Like to eat. You know what I'm saying? Biggie like T-bone, steak, cheese. Eggs, Welch's
is great.
You never heard what Pac's diet.
All right,
Kale.
And Mel B is, there's more information on what was going on behind the scenes with her estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to reports, she also was upset that he would verbally abuse her in front of the children, calling her a derelict and an effing monkey. She also said
Beats.
That... he had racked up convictions for burglary, assault, domestic violence, computer crimes, beating a bird to death with a brick. He stole millions of dollars from her.
A bird?
Yes. Yeah, he beat a bird to death with a brick. Who does? And this guy is crazy. So we'll see what happens. But prosecutors are also reviewing a firearms case for possible prosecution as well. They had went to his house on Friday night to see if he was in possession of a gun or ammunition because he's not allowed to have those things. He was convicted of domestic violence back in 2003. So we'll let you know as this whole thing progresses. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Troy Ave will be joining us, so we're going to kick it with Troy.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Troy Ave.
Yo, boy, Troy, what's up, yo? What's up?
How you feeling, my brother?
Feeling blessed, man.
Now, I've been wondering when you were going to come and start doing some interviews, because I know it's probably a lot of things that you can't address too much, but you do still have music.
Yeah, I wanted to come in as soon as I came home from jail, but my lawyer was like, no, you can't do anything. Go straight home, all type of stuff. Like, I wanted to come straight to the station, you know what I'm saying? Because I was getting so much love while I was in there or whatever. I just wanted to come talk to the people, but I couldn't really do it.
Now, you're sitting here with a bulletproof vest on. Everybody knows you've had a couple situations where people tried to get at you. Are you suffering from, like, post-traumatic stress disorder or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like just, you know, regular street shit. You know what I'm saying? And I just gotta, before I was mostly underestimating my own, yeah, I got excuse. Like, I talk shortness of breath because I got, like, a bullet in my back and shit. So, be talking f***ed up sometimes. But before I was underestimating my celebrity, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't living in the hood, but everything I was doing was in the hood. I would go get a haircut in the hood. I would go eat at the chicken spot in the hood, and every time I'm there, people bugging out, oh, that's Troy Ave, oh my God, yo, pictures, you Snapchat, and I'm like, nigga, I'm just me, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm just like y'all, but dang how everybody else look at it, but you don't realize that, like, I grinded slowly, so I should have been moving around the right way, you know what I'm saying, bulletproof vest and all type of shit. I got an ankle bracelet on, so I can't really do much, and niggas know I got an ankle bracelet on, you know what I mean, so everywhere I'm at is checked. So I can't move how I would want to move, so still got to move. So I think definitely, yeah, I got
PTSD. Were the situations connected?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. That ain't my job. That's what police got to figure out. That ain't my job. I don't know what's.
You did the song Never Switch. You feel like a lot of people switched out on you.
Yeah, I think definitely. Like, everybody got people that switched up on them in life. You feel me? And it's like, it's just the time. It's just if you're going to take the time to acknowledge that or ignore that. Most people just choose to ignore it, especially like in the music game. People would choose to ignore it just because they feel like they got a ride and, you know, they need help to get ahead. But the way that I'm on it, I always been self-made. I don't gotta have the same type of kissing the ass and you know, type of shit that other people would do. So if somebody do me wrong, then it's like, all right, I don't fuck with you.
But in particular, we always associated Hovain with you. I really never even asked him what happened. And right. So I know, like, even from the very beginning, I remember you and Hovain did so much together, everything together. I always have said, you know, Hovain and Troy have been rocking together since the beginning of his career.
So was Hovain your manager, or was he your business partner at the time?
Nah, Hovain was my manager. Hovain started off as my homeboy, and then it graduated to him being an A&R. You know, we took a break. We was running around the streets to get money. Then when we started back music, it became like, you know, you be out at the club, somebody want to feature. Hit my man. My man will take your number, my man. And then just started doing business. So that's when he became a manager. And
Why'd y'all fall up?
I mean, look, you asked him what happened when shit popped off. I know everybody, y'all probably didn't ask him, but people, yo, where you was at? Well, Ave was by himself. And that ain't a question that you should have to ask nobody. If you a friend, if it's love like that there. Because if I'm with somebody and the building is on fire, I don't give a fuck. I'm going in that building to get you. That's a fact. I got two kids, and no, I don't care how to die for them. That's how I'm on it.
So when you say you wasn't there, you mean like the night of Urban Plaza?
I just mean he wasn't there. Anybody that got asked, yeah, everybody was around. Why was Ave by himself?
They said that he wasn't there and he should have been there. And what about Lito? Because Lito was your artist.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Now, is Lito not your artist anymore? You don't mess with Lito anymore either?
I mean, I did a lot, and he owe me more than that. I shouldn't have been fighting for my life. It's cool to be scared. It's cool to run. But after you're scared and you run, you better gather your bearings and come back.
But so what did you want them to do?
I was going to say that, but I just want, all got peoples that, you know, I got into an incident one time with somebody trying to rob me, pull a gun out, right? And I was with five people. Three of them ran. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect them to fight, though.
Right.
You know, I knew that was their character. So when it popped off, I knew what it was. I wasn't looking for them. My man who didn't run, if he would have ran, it would have hurt me.
That's a
fact.
He
didn't.
But you were still cool with the other three people.
I was still cool with them because I knew that was their character.
And you see, that's a key word. You knew that was their character. It wasn't funny. You like their character was something different.
Mm.
when somebody front you and portray something, I never front and portray that I'm something that I'm not. If you wouldn't do two out of these three things and everybody could apply this to life, then I'm not fucking with you on that level. If you wouldn't pray for me, if you wouldn't pay for me, or if you wouldn't spray for me, then it ain't shit that you could say to me.
Now,
spraying for me don't mean shooting. If you fuck with me and you know I don't fuck with this person, don't embrace him. You know what I'm saying? Stand up for it.
You think the character that you portrayed, the whole dope boy image, caused some of this?
I don't know the correct definition of portrayal, but there's no other way I could be. I came into the game with a Benz. You can't fake the money. I came into the game with a Rolex. That's a fact. I came into the game with this. This is when I'm pumping my mixtapes out the trunk. You can't fake the money. The character that I portray, I don't think that got nothing to do with nothing, because that's just me.
But you can make the transition once you start making legit money, though.
That's what people don't understand. That'd be the misconception with me. Man, I came home and I done spent $1 million in niggas' face since I came home. You could count it. Look on the gram. But I'm really still independent. And then I got all these people on the payroll. That's why, by the grace of God, I ain't go broke. I'm sitting in jail. I couldn't work for 9 months. I come home, restrictions. You can't do nothing. I couldn't get no money. And how I ain't go broke? Niggas be living check to check. You know what I'm saying? Not me. I'm smart with mines. I stack mines. I had this discussion with a chick one time. She was like, yo, you don't love me. You don't act like you don't love me. I said, bitch, I love my money. And I give you my money. What the fuck you mean I don't love you? I buy you. That's how I show love. When I was a kid, my mom's tell me she loved me 100 times. But when she buy me them new Jordans, I got the Kool-Aid smile. Because I know, thank you, mommy.
What does your mom say about all this now? Because I know you're very close with your mom.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And I know that she was very instrumental.
My mom say what she been saying. Baby, be careful. She know, this all that come with it. I'd rather go through all of this and just be working at Rite Aid or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm built for this. This is God's plan. I'm blessed for that. Like, we jogging to the hospital. Nobody stopping. No car stopping. I'm shot in my head, shot in my back. I had a bullet in my head, bullet in my back right now. Nobody stopping.
And that was on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. And I'm like, damn, people really fucked up. Because I got nice cars, and I don't give a fuck if you bleeding. Get in the car. Ain't nothing more important than life, but that's because my heart pure like that. And that's why God kept me here. You feel me? Because anybody that actually spoke to me, it'll tell you I'm genuine. Even when people ain't genuine with me, I give off that energy. And that's why I get it back sometimes. When I don't, then it's like, all right, really fuck you, because, you know, you ain't on it how I'm on it.
All right, we got more with Troy Ave coming up next. We're about to talk about him being shot last Christmas and more. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Troy Ave in the building. Yee.
On Christmas, was that an attempted carjacking, or do you think somebody was really just trying to...
Yeah, I go again, underestimating my celebrity, something that I learned from, and why I'm not taking no chances. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see how I'm moving? And I come out, I'm on point, everything good, red foreign car parked on the sidewalk, and I come out the spot, look around, everything good, me and Shorty with me. I hit the corner. It's a two-way street. 3 cars parked in front of me. I feel somebody walking behind my car. And after I feel them walk behind the car, then I look in the rear view, and I see them walking behind the car. Then I hit the side view, and instead of them just, you know, walking straight, they kind of, like, scurry around to the driver door. So, you know, that's the answer to your question. It's 2 options. It's death or death. They're going to rob you or kill you. So I see the hoodie pulled tight. As soon as the hoodie pulled tight, I'm like, the fuck I'ma do? I got my hand on the steering wheel, and like, when it pull the hoodie down and he raising his arm, I jump at the, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'ma jump at him and try to, you know, try
you
to
jump out the car.
Try to jump out the
nah,
car?
Hell no, I ain't jump out the oh. car. I just yell mad loud at you know what I'm saying? You ain't no fucking killer. At the same time, when I'm doing this, I'm putting my hand by the sport button. I got the Maserati, the Gran Turismo with the big engine. So basically, when I hit the sport button, I know that when you push the gas on the sport button, the engine explode. So I push the gas, and the engine went, pow! When he was trying to squeeze, he ducked. He must have thought I shot him with some shit. And when he shot, he blew out the glass. Boom, blew out the glass. I get hit in my back. I'm already done turned at this point. Another shot, pow, pow, I get hit in my head. I feel a hat move. And then at that point, I'm like, man, I never had shot my head before or nothing. I'm thinking, you know, am I about to die from the bullet in my back? Am I dead already? And it's just basically my spirit whipping the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I might be dead, and it's some out-of-body experience type of. And, you know, like I say, by the grace of God, it wasn't no cars coming this way. Because if it was, I'd have been dead, because I wouldn't have been able to turn out and get into the oncoming traffic lane. I swerved out, tried to avoid hitting somebody, spun out, jumped the divider or the little divider in the street, smacked up against the flatbed. I'm trying to get out the car. The door won't move. I try to open the rooftop to get out the roof, and shorty pulled me out. And she saved the life, basically. You know what I'm saying? Pulled me out, and we got to jog to the hospital. On some hospital, like, probably a quarter mile ahead, Linden Boulevard now.
The girl did?
Yeah.
I know she got something nice for Christmas.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Word.
That's a fact, though. Jogged up, like, another block, and then it was a guy driving a minivan, man. I'm looking for the guy to this day. He pull up. She had, like, a long Gucci scarf. Like, mind you, I got a bullet in my head, so it's blood dripping crazy. And then I'm shot in my back, but it didn't come out. She draped one of them long Gucci scarves on me, and she throw that on my head. And as soon as she did that, this guy stopped. He said, get in. And he's on the phone with his wife or whoever it was. And she said, what happened? He said, baby, somebody got shot. And she just started praying the whole ride there. I pulled up. I said, yo, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Jumped out. I'm trying. We're the emergency room. Everybody looking at me like I'm crazy. I bust in the emergency room. Niggas looking at me crazy. And then, you know, they got me right. By the grace of God.
Did you think to yourself, like, damn, again?
No, I ain't think damn again. Because that was like some real assassination. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't think damn again. I ain't have no time to think about that.
To all the people out there listening, you know, a lot of people say, you know, Trey Ave, you're not in the street no more. You're now a businessman. This, your whole life is around your music, everything that you do. So to the common person out there listening, they say, you know, you've seen everything that happened. Why not just say what happened in both
instances? Man, I'm aspiring to get out the streets. I feel like you ain't out the streets until you at the level where you want to be at. And like I said, I'm still independent. I might look like I'm on another level and I done did a lot of things, but I ain't at where I need to be at. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know. People gonna say what the fuck they want to say. Niggas say, why not do this or that and the third? But until you in my shoes, you can't really ask me those questions.
But you wrote a song basically explaining the whole situation, so why not just write an official statement?
Nah, because that was my real life. That was my real life. My music is always my real life. I talk about what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? If I'm talking about what happened to me and I talk to my fans, that's a different story. I'm not playing by the rules of what nobody in the industry think, what nobody in the street think, because that shit ain't real. I'm doing whatever Troy Ave want to do, and that's from here on out, and I don't care, and I'm not apologetic about it.
No, Troy, I respect that, but, you know, whether it's directly or indirectly, you're going to say what's happened. Say what happened. You might as well just say it.
The freestyle that Charlamagne is talking about.
The intro to his mixtape.
Right, intro to the mixtape.
Yeah.
He didn't say what happened. He said, I got into an incident. He said what everybody knows. He didn't say a person's name. Like, he didn't necessarily, quote unquote, as the streets would say, snitch. So it's a difference between snitching. It's kind of like when Jay-Z says a rap. He don't say who his connect was or what he did, or he tells his story. So it's not the same thing. Police can't use that as evidence because he didn't mention anybody. The only thing he did was it just said that he was there, which we know because he got
fact.
Shot.
And if you tell your story, that ain't snitching. You tell your story. In my whole career, my whole life, I've been telling my side of my story. I can't tell nobody else's story because I ain't nobody else.
Now, let me ask you a question, right? You're facing 20 years, right? You got two kids, your mom.
Yep.
Now, there's a possibility that you could do 20 years in prison, right? Yep. And not to go into the case, it doesn't matter. You're willing to do 20 years in prison because of the code of the street.
I don't care about the code of the streets. Like I said, the streets is not real to me. All that shit don't matter. Nothing that is talking about matter. I got I had to go braids because I got a bullet in my head and I can't get a haircut because the metal on the metal hurt. And, like, I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. I'm on my own path. I'm on my own mission. And I'm going to do shit my way. A nigga just was kicking it with me about, yeah, I heard some people saying this, that, and the third, man. And, you know, yeah, you should be doing more RIP and all that type of shit. I said, I should be doing more RIP. You can't tell a nigga how to mourn. Where the fuck was all these people at? Talking about I should be doing my RIPs when my dog was in jail and I put up the bail money and he was in jail for some shit that had nothing to do with me, BSB, nothing. Where was these Zach.
Let's talk about that for a second. Rest in peace to Banger. How is your relationship with Banger's family? Because I've heard that Banger's family feel like you don't do enough for them and that Banger doesn't even have a headstone.
I mean, you hear that story time and time again about when people pass and who does enough for them. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
You hear that with countless people. They say French wasn't doing nothing for Chinks and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to hear that over and over. Money wasn't no issue. I put a $10,000 high school fund for my... Money is not no issue with me. That, by the grace of God, money is not no issue. I'm good with my bread, and I'm blessed. Now, I ain't going to act like I wasn't f***ed up when I came from jail. I got six figures in lawyer fees. I had to pay bail. So I'm back on my feet. I'm moving around. I want to get bro a headstone regardless of how anybody feel or however y'all feel. It ain't about y'all. It's about bro. Tell me all the info. Yo, you need to do this, that, and the third. And nah, we ain't feeling that. And you need to go apologize. And whoa, whoa, whoa. Who? It's about y'all or it's about my dog? What is it about right now? You know what I'm saying? And I only did that because of the love I got for my... I'ma swallow the pride and ego. I'ma try again. Yo, what's up? I wanna go do this, that, and the third. And you shutting down the door on my... Like, dog, I don't got no big brothers. I don't got no OGs. You're not gonna tell me this, that, or the third. Especially at a time where the fuck everybody was at. When my nigga was in jail and he needed money for bail. Where these people was at?
Don't you feel like you should have a relationship with Banger's mom?
I don't wanna be disrespectful. So it was like real hostile shit that was said. And then even like, you know, until the truth came out, they try to say I killed my... You know what I'm saying? Like,
that,
really?
That was the first thing.
Like,
that
yelling at to the police. Like, some crazy shit. Like,
the family was saying that?
I'm telling you.
But they weren't there, so they might have really thought that.
That was the first story.
And then that has to be hard for a mom and a family member. So if that's what the story that was out...
And that's my point.
Right.
If you really thought that, if you really thought I would have killed my dog, then that means you don't know me. Mm. And if you don't know me... And why I'm going to get to know you now.
All right, we got more with Troy Ave. When we come back, we'll talk about his relationship with Taxstone, Casanova, and more. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Troy Ave is still in the building. Now, Taxstone got indicted for a gun charge. Now, did you grow up with him? Were y'all ever cool at one point growing up?
No, I ain't never grew up.
How did your relationship get so bad?
I don't know. I don't have no opinions on that, man. We didn't have no relationship for it to get so bad. But, you know, y'all look up the FBI indictment. That tell you, hey, I ain't got to say nothing. Look it up.
So was this the online, like he was trolling you all this time? Because I know for years...
I don't have no opinions on that.
Mm-hmm.
But Brooklyn being so small and everybody knowing each other and everybody in that room that night or whatever, how come nobody ever stopped the incident that happened that night? Like, because everybody was in there.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what transpired or why it transpired, but none of it seems worth it.
That's your opinion. I ain't saying your opinion is wrong. It's your opinion. I don't feel like nothing ain't worth it. I feel like nothing is worth nothing when it come to violence or when it come to hate. Hate is never worth it. I never hate on in my life. Ever. I don't get jealous. I get motivated. That's a fact. I'm at a funeral the other day, not to go off topic. God bless the dead. I'm at my uncle's funeral. So, you know, my little brother, he always be saying stuff. And, you know, my mom's was young, so we kick it like that. So if you're showing too much love to somebody, but, oh, that's neck. Calling neck like, you know, like you're riding or whatever. I tell her, it's a passing. He at my uncle's funeral. He said, oh, what's up, Troy? Yeah, what's up? What you mean? All right, no doubt. Yo, that jacket is dope, because that's how I really felt. He had on a dope jacket. I'm 100. So if I was fake, I would see him with that dope jacket and then not say nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I'll I seen it. I liked it.
Right.
But I'm not going to shoot across the room. Yo, that jacket. Now, that's neck. But if I see you right here, my nigga, that jacket is dope.
So just like when I was in. Your mom uses that expression.
Yeah, all the time. Just plain. You know, my right. Mom ain't got no hate in her heart at all. Our heart pure. Just like
because
when we in D.C. and you took the picture in front of my car.
Mm-hmm.
You seen it. It was dope. That's something that I said I was going to do. And you was happy. You was proud of me.
You laid on his car?
Yeah, it was outside. Yeah, no, he took
Troy
a picture.
Just bought his car. And
that's
I was
definitely
happy
neck. What? That's not, that ain't neck. No, that's
what?
Neck.
Nah, I was kind of. I'm gonna tell you what.
Instagram model are you, bro?
First of all, I got about 9 for him.
You know what? And that's exactly what I was gonna say.
Troy Ave purchased the car.
That's
me and Troy Ave have conversation.
You can't just shake his hand and say, "Yo, that's what's up."
I did shake his hand and said, "What's up?" But I wanted to. I took a picture and posted on Instagram. My guy Troy Ave just purchased the whip. I'm proud of him.
But you laid on it?
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah, you don't think that's a little weird?
He was showing love. I did the same thing.
It was like this.
You didn't have like a thong on or nothing.
No thong.
All right, okay.
I don't think that's neck because like envy. I seen envy with shit that motivated me.
I'm pretty sure that I seen Casanova around you before Casanova started popping off. Is that accurate?
I know him through one of my men's. Well. Who I raised, you know what I'm saying, like on some street. Like, we kind of the same age, but, you know, I was doing my thing. I jumped off the porch before him. And the ill shit about everything, I saved Casanova's life one night at a pool party in Long Island. I saved his life one night. You know, some mistaken identity.
How long ago was this?
Maybe 2 years ago at my dog B-Boy pool party. It was some big thing in the street. Maybe 3 years ago, not 2 years ago. I saved some life that night, you know what I mean? And if he ain't a fraud, he'll tell you. Just had it on him. And I said, nah, it ain't, son. He with my other man. It wasn't him. And niggas took it off him. All right, cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just like that. Niggas sitting on the dirt bike and niggas got on. Yo, what you want to do? This him? Nah, hold on. That ain't him. And it's so ill that I'm a lawyer. I take personal. I'm learning not to take personal. I just be feeling a way about certain shit, man, and it fucked me up. Like, even since we on a Breakfast Club now, I remember it was a situation when Angela Yee had a birthday party. Envy called me for the birthday party. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, all right, where the party at? Party at a strip club. All right, cool. What's the bag? Nah, it ain't really no bag. It's, you know, it's for Yee. All right, cool. So now you could correct me if I'm wrong or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of these broke-ass, half-ass artists that come to the strip club and they don't throw no money. They just stand around like a broke and drink a cup or a bottle. For whatever reason, it didn't go through, and that just soured our relationship. And I'm like, that's f***ed up.
Oh, y'all had an issue before?
He wouldn't say it's an issue, but it was.
See,
a wedge.
I didn't know anything about this.
It was a wedge in a relationship, birthday, and you right? feel it.
And we did it at the strip club, and I called everybody I f*** with, and I was like, "Yo, Angela's party." I didn't even tell you. I said, "Come to the club, whatever, whatever." And you know, Troy Ave responded, "I need a bag."
I said, "What's the bag?"
And I took it foul. He said, "I need a bag," which was cool. You say, "Yo, I go to the club, I need a bag." Not a problem. My problem was the next week, I'm DJing. It's a chick bartender birthday. Troy Ave is there. No bag. Felt away.
Bartender might have been giving him some pussy, though.
It ain't about him.
And I don't know. I never asked Troy for nothing. I never say, "Yo, come to my club." You know, like all these DJs do. I never said it.
You lucky Envy got over that. Envy holds a grudge.
He's actually not over it.
Breakfast Club Court.
This is where a lot of shit happened. In his eyes, from his perspective, it looked like I just came through, busted up on a chick for no reason, like just nothing. She just called me. That ain't what happened. The chick did countless shit for me, no charge when she charged other niggas. And then when I went there, the club gave me money also for being there. So I show up, I'm busting it up, but it ain't on my bread.
Yeah, because I ain't played a Troy Ave record in 2 years. I mean, if you had a hit, I would play it, but I'm not gonna break a record for you. I'm not gonna break a record.
Envy, remember you hit me to do a record and I did it immediately?
Me and you had a different relationship. And that's why I was mad at that other incident, because there's no DJ or there's no artist that can call me 6 o'clock in the morning. Put like this, most people don't have my number.
See, I didn't know that.
Every night you leave the studio at 4:45 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning, Troy Ave would hit me damn near every other morning. Yo, what's up, E? I'm listening to y'all in the morning.
That's a fact.
Yo, E, yo, I got this new record, I'm sending it to you clean. Every morning, every other morning. There's no artist that does that has my number.
All right, so y'all good now?
Yeah, I mean, we good.
Okay.
I was straight. That's the conversation. We got to have it.
Not good. That's a whole other conversation.
Can we get another picture of you laying on the...
Another two years go by.
As a fact, but that's where a lot of incidents and confusion happen from misunderstanding.
You once said Kendrick Lamar was a weirdo rapper, and you said being a real is a handicap. Don't it seem way less stressful to be a weirdo rapper?
I don't think.
You've been shot, you've been in jail, you're facing 20 years. You gotta think about it.
I know niggas that shot, been in jail, that's doing football numbers right now, and they ain't getting nothing what I got. They don't have what I got. I go into clubs going crazy. It's the second coming of Tupac. It's a new Pac. I go do shows. Everything is different.
You said the second coming of Tupac.
Nigga, I said the new Pac. The new Pac. I said that's how it feel. Everything is different.
Well, how does new Pac avoid going out like Tupac?
That's a good question. I don't know. I take a precaution and make provisions. That's a fact. I'm in the hood. I'm getting paid for it. So, God willing, I don't go out like Pac. You know what I'm saying? But the plan is to die old in a nice, big California king-size bed. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. And that's what I'm on right now. And
Dope Boy Trey.
That's a fact. Top 20 record. I am who I am. I can't be nobody else.
I rock with Troy, but you know they're going to kill you about that Tupac comment.
I didn't say nothing about Tupac. I said
You said that you the new Pac.
I didn't say I'm the new Pac. I said the feeling is like on some Tupac. I remember Pac saying in an interview, one year he was in a club, couldn't get a dance at all. Couldn't get a dance from a chick. He blew up. Oh, my God, women falling out. Oh, my God, Pac, oh, my God. I come through, they fall out. I need that love when I'm going through real life right now. That's a fact.
All right, well, there you have it. It's Troy Ave, Dope Boy Troy on iTunes right now. Pick it up.
And you're going
to
play this?
You can get it everywhere. iTunes, my mixtape streaming on SoundCloud. You don't got to just go to iTunes. Everybody don't got... I didn't have a fucking debit card on my iTunes until recently. So get it. I don't care how you get it. Just get it. And more importantly, we need MV to play the new Never Switch record. And
we
I need good. Everybody to know, do the right thing.
Well,
you saying he frontin'? You saying he gonna play?
He good. He looking down. I know the move. Good. You
get
good.
The body language.
You good.
See, you put him on the spot.
I know
he
good.
He probably he gonna play.
No, I believe.
Time,
I believe him. I believe him.
He said we good. We good.
If Emmy don't look you in the eye and say you good, y'all ain't good.
We good.
We good. Whether you play my record or not, I want him to play it. But if you don't, I never forget that you gave me that motivated me to do what I'm doing and get to where I'm at. So
we good. We good.
I ain't saying that to say we good. Don't listen to Charlamagne, man.
I know. I've been in the room.
Don't listen to Charlamagne.
Did Charlamagne ever buy that breakfast with that money I gave
him?
No,
that
song
he did
day?
Not. Definitely didn't.
Remember Trav gave you money and said buy everybody breakfast?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
we
already knew that wasn't going to happen.
Take.
He said that was for his daughter.
I don't remember nothing about that.
All
right. It's the Breakfast Club. It's Troy Ave.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Rick Ross was facing kidnapping, aggravated assault, aggravated battery, and other charges. That was for him allegedly holding his groundskeeper hostage at his estate and for allegedly holding him at gunpoint and pistol whipping him. He has taken a plea deal in this situation, so he's not going to have any felony counts against him, but he has pled no contest to one felony count of aggravated assault. So that's it. The other felony charges were dropped.
Mm-hmm.
He was sentenced to time served in jail. He was locked up for 1 week, and he has to pay a $10,000 fine. So he's being sentenced as a first-time felony offender.
That's an amazing lawyer. The fact that he had felony charges, he has to plead no contest, and they drop to misdemeanors and then wipe straight off his record.
So he gets 6 months probation.
That's it.
60 months, I'm sorry. 60 months probation.
That's it.
For 5 misdemeanors. So 60 months, that's 5 years.
Congratulations to Ross.
And he gets to travel, too.
Yeah, he gets to travel, gets to do shows, whatever he needs to do. He doesn't have to check in either.
Right.
Nice.
All right. Basketball Wives is coming back, and it's coming back on April 17th. So get ready for that if you're a big Basketball Wives fan. They actually put out the trailer. I'm going to say, man, I don't think that Evelyn should have came back to the show. Check it out.
You got to remember, she stepped into my family business. That will get your ass kicked. She's not a friend of mine then or now. I'm going to get you when you least expect it. There's a war going on. It's an atomic bomb waiting to blow.
You want us to act like you didn't pick your way through 3 players' associations.
Am I going to allow you to be disrespectful to me? Never.
Seems like it's going to be a little crazy.
Now, that's Tammy and Evelyn going at each other?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be good. What's the thing Tammy wears? A shower cap? What's they call it?
Oh, the bonnet?
Bonnet. Yeah, I'm team bonnet. I want to see this now.
Actually, I believe Tammy's going to be in town next week, and she wants to come up here.
Oh, of course. She's always invited. I like Tammy.
All right. Now, Spotify is going to start delaying album releases if you are not a paid subscriber. So that's when artists put out the release date for the new album, and then you get to go and stream that album. But now Spotify is saying, we know that not every album by every artist should be released the same way, and we've worked hard to develop a new flexible release policy. Starting today, Universal artists can choose to release new albums on premium only for 2 weeks, offering subscribers an earlier chance to explore the complete creative work, while the singles are available across Spotify for all of our listeners to enjoy.
Are you a member of Spotify? You have Spotify?
I have it.
The member one?
No.
The member one is actually dope. You can set your own playlist. There's no commercials. You can pick whatever song, how you want it, when you want it. They just don't have clean versions. So if I'm in the car with the kids, they're going to hear a couple curses.
Yeah, I do have Spotify, but I don't have the paid one. I have Apple Music paid. Mm-hmm. Of course, I have iHeart.
Yeah, I prefer iHeart anyway.
And I have...
Shout out to iHeart. We work there.
We work here. All right. Kanye's The Life of Pablo album has gone platinum, so congratulations to him. Now, at first, they were trying to say this is the first streaming-only album to go platinum, but the only problem is that Kanye did have it available for a brief period of time on his official website.
Okay.
So that's the only reason why it wouldn't be the first streaming album only to go platinum. But congratulations, that's his 8th album.
All right, congratulations to him.
That has gone platinum. It was streamed over 3 billion times worldwide. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, Charlamagne, we'll be giving somebody Donkey of the Day. So don't move, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, April 5th goes to Kendall Jenner. Now, I don't know if you all saw this tone-deaf commercial that Kendall Jenner is starring in. If you haven't, then you need to go watch it ASAP, see what all the fuss is about. Kendall Jenner, who none of us have seen at any women's marches, no Black Lives Matter protests. I don't think she's ever even hashtag protested. But for some reason, her and her handlers, her managers, her agents thought she would be the perfect person to be in this commercial. Now, in this commercial, Kendall Jenner basically walks into a protest. Now, the protest seems to be the people versus the police, and it's a tense situation, of course, but Kendall Jenner cures it by walking up to a police officer and handing the police officer a beverage. Now, here's the thing. People are actually putting their lives on the line protesting every day. People are getting assaulted at these protests, sometimes killed at these protests. And I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I don't think a beverage can calm the tension caused by police brutality, okay? It's not that simple, all right? What I want to know is, what made you or made your people want you to star in a commercial that trivializes something like protest against police brutality? Now, this is what happens when you put together a marketing plan with no Black people in the room, okay? Nothing about this is a good idea, but Kendall, you had to know there would be backlash, okay? If you were deciding, you know, I want to join the resistance, I want to be a part of the protest, how about actually just show up at a real one? You know, this commercial was not the way you should have been making your debut in the fight against oppression.
Kendall
okay?
Jenner, the voice of the people.
Kendall Jenner is the voice of the people. All right, we got to start choosing morals over money. I mean, I don't expect much from the Kardashian family. They don't have real values, integrity, nothing. But I would expect someone in that family to look that over and say, nah, I don't think this is a good idea. But the reason none of them can do that is because everybody in that family is in the sunken place. They are so disconnected from the realities of the world that maybe, just maybe, they think all it takes is a beverage to bring people together. Well, let me tell you, no. It's not thirst. Thirst isn't the problem. Prejudice is. Discrimination is. Bigotry is. All those things are part of the police brutality problem. And Kendall Jenner, if you don't know that, maybe, you just need to sit out all protests. Even if they are fake ones. Stage to sell a beverage. Please give Kendall Jenner the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
I'm just saying, and yesterday was the day Martin Luther King Jr. got assassinated. Like, this the day you want this commercial to come out? You want this commercial to come out on the day Martin Luther King Jr. got assassinated?
Yeah, they didn't think that one out.
Nobody thought this one through. Mm-hmm. None. Stop it.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm. When we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051.
If they would have asked me, I would have said it wasn't a good idea.
It was not a good idea.
Ask Yee.
If you need some relationship advice, you could call Yee right now. Call her up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hi, DJ Envy. This is Flawless Glam.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
Hey, my question is, I'm 30 years old, and my fiancé is 59. We've been together for maybe the last 8 years, on and off, but we got back together about 3 years ago. We are now engaged, but the relationship has been very sour, and I'm just, like, to the point where I don't know if I'm just done with it or if it just took this toll. I don't know. Since the engagement, it's just been crazy between us. A lot of arguing, a lot of pettiness, a lot of arguing over nothing. So I want to know if it's maybe the age difference, and on his behalf, do he feel that he needs to be as hard as he is with me because I'm younger than him, or what?
Even hearing your voice right now, you sound very upset.
Yes, I am.
And it sounds like you don't want to get married.
Yeah, I'm kind of at that point when I'm very confused.
I just want to say this. If you don't want to get married, don't get married. You can always change your mind later, but you don't want to put yourself in a situation where y'all end up having this whole ceremony, getting married, and now you're not happy. If you're not happy and you're not even married yet, then you need to chill for a second.
Just chill for a second.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, don't rush it.
Thank you. Don't rush it, right? Thank you, DJ Emmy.
Good
Hi, Charlene.
Right. Hey. And sometimes you feel like, you know, we came this far. I got my ring. We'll work it out later. You can't work it out later.
Right.
Right.
You got to work it out beforehand. So don't get married and think it's going to get better after. Make sure it gets better before you get married. And if you're not happy, don't do it.
So do you think that the age difference is maybe one of the problems?
Do you think it's a problem?
Well, no, because I've dated someone older. My child's father was another older guy. I'm interested in older guys.
Well, it sounds like it's just he's the problem. It sounds like you guys maybe just have some issues with being compatible because he could be the same age as you. He could be younger than you and still act like that, and it's a problem. It's really just your personalities, it seems like, aren't meshing well.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, Yee. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Good luck, Mama.
Thank you. Take care.
Sometimes we have these issues that are really simple, but for some reason we feel like, well, we try to justify why we should do things. If you're not happy, don't get married.
Okay. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Corey.
Hey, Mama, what's your question for Yee?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Corey.
Okay, so me and my boyfriend have been together for 2 years, and we both have a job, and this is our first year of college.
Okay.
And he's moving in with his aunt and his aunt's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my mom, we don't really get along, so I wanted to move in with them, but the problem is his mom.
So you want to move in where he's living?
Yes.
With his aunt?
Yes.
Okay, but so how is his mom the problem?
Well, I love her so much. It's just that they're really religious. Him and his dad own a church.
Mm-hmm.
And her thing is, he even told me that she said, if you move in, she can't move in. And my thing is, my dad even told me we're adults. We're at the age where we can make our own decisions, and I don't want her to, like,
Honey, you guys are in college. What's the rush?
My mom.
All right, so really it's just why don't you get a roommate and move in with somebody else?
Because it's rent-free. We're not paying for the rent, I guess. Like, it's just...
I just feel like it seems like you're doing this not because I love my boyfriend and I want to live with him. You're doing it because I want to get away from my mom, which is kind of the wrong reason.
Yeah, I love her. It's just me and her, we get along, but we don't at the same time.
Right, so it's not like me and my boyfriend want to live together because we've made a decision that we want to be together. It's more like I want to live with my boyfriend because I don't want to live with my mom.
Oh, that's not bad.
Right, so it doesn't seem like you're doing this for the proactive reason of being with your man. It seems like your motivation is different. You're trying to get out. And I also feel like if his mom is against that and very religious and you love his mom, you should respect that.
Yeah.
You know, and listen... The hardest part, it's harder for you to move in with somebody and then have to move out than it would be for you to stay where you are right now. And when you guys are both ready and prepared to get your own place, do that. But you're young. How old are you?
19.
You're only 19 years old. You don't really have to do this yet. I could see if you guys are both working and you had your own place, but you're going to move in with him and his aunt against his mother's wishes.
Oh, I hope they're not.
Because it's going to make his mom look at you a little funny. She already told you that she's not with it. It's not, and you're only doing it because you don't want to live with your mom.
Yeah.
So when you do things, you got to do them for the right reason. There's no reason for you to do something that's going to have everybody upset.
True.
You're going to do what you want anyway, Corey.
I mean, my stepmom, I asked her about it, and she was like, do what makes you happy. And I was like, I guess. I mean, that's going to make me happy, but I think about other people's feelings, too, which is his mother.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, maybe you have a conversation with his mom and try to convince her, but if she told him, if he moves in there, then absolutely not. That's making him go against his mom. That's you going against his mom. That's his aunt going against his mom. And if you have a good relationship with her, you should be able to talk to her.
Yeah, I'm just scared to talk to her.
Well, don't be scared. You got to. Be an adult. So she can she at least can respect you for coming to her. The worst thing that's going to happen is she's going to say, I'm not with it.
True.
All right, honey.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck, mama.
Thank you.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her anytime.
When did you and Gia move in together, Envy? How old were you guys?
It was a little different because we went to college in the same area. I went to Hampton University. She went to Old Dominion. So I had my own place. She had her own place. We pretty much lived with each other.
But you guys both all had your own places.
My senior year, I got rid of my place in college, and then we just lived with each other ever since. And then when we came home, we lived with each other.
So you were like 21, 22?
About 21, yeah.
Okay. All right. I was just curious.
Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Michael Irving. We told you yesterday about this former NFL Hall of Famer and a woman who was accusing him of sexual assault. Well, he has responded to those allegations. Also, we'll talk about doing scams after you went to jail for doing scams. We'll tell you who's doing that.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, I just want to tell everybody, I'm very tired right now. Last night I was in emergency room.
He's okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm okay. My leg was hurting, right? But it wasn't hurting on the outside of my leg. It was like I was hurting on the inside of the leg, which I can't explain, but it just felt funny on the inside of my leg, right? And I've been reading stories recently about Chris Bosh, about Heavy D, and about Tamar Braxton's husband, Vince, and they had blood clots in their leg. So I thought I had a blood clot. So I was like, I got a blood clot on the leg. So I'm telling my family, I'm telling my wife and kids, I'm like, I got a blood clot. Do you think people would want to see a one-leg DJ? I'm serious. I was like, I was really hurting emotionally.
But you would probably have some type of wooden leg, and then you would just wear pants over it.
Yeah, but you
so
can't.
So no one would know.
You still can't walk the same and run the same. It's not the same. Like, it wouldn't be.
No, people have run marathons and everything with one leg.
Maybe
especially
right.
That metal one.
I didn't think about it. I was defeated. My daughter was like, Dad, you're being silly. You're all right. And then my wife took me to emergency room. They did a MRI. They did a Doppler, sonogram, X-ray. They wanted to throw me out of that emergency
room. Sounds like
room.
That was expensive.
I don't know. I didn't get the bill yet, but I have insurance. Yeah. Obamacare.
Something, right?
Obamacare helps me out. But anyway, yeah, so I'm good money. I'm happy about it.
All right, we're good. Good to go. Now you just got a little leg cramp.
Yeah, that's got
you
a little
leg cramp.
You
had a Charlie horse.
That's what they said. Just massage it. Anyway, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Chance for Mayor.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Do you think Chance the Rapper should be mayor of Chicago?
Well, why not?
A group of people, channelformayor.com, and they want him to run in 2019. On the website, they said, we think if you ran, you would win, and if you won, you would do a good-ass job. You send a message that Chicago is ready for a new generation of leadership.
If Donald Trump could be president, Chance could be the mayor.
But Chance just has a great career as an artist right now.
He could do both.
No, the mayor's a full-time job, Envy. You can't be on the road traveling and promoting your music. You can't be mayor of Chicago at the same time. That's a huge responsibility.
Oh.
I like this path that he set up for himself, though. He's been donating money to school. We told you he raised another $2.5 million for the Chicago public school system. And I think that's a lot for kids to look up to everywhere.
Yes.
All right, so I think he should keep the path that he's going, but maybe later on in life he's setting himself up that he could be mayor.
Donald Trump doesn't want to live in the White House.
I also feel like he has a lot of influence without even being the mayor. The mayor you know.
But he can move some things around. Donald Trump doesn't even want to live in the White House, and he moves back and forth, and he plays golf.
We don't
want
to compare Chance the Rapper to Donald Trump and encourage him to do the same things that Donald Trump is doing to run this country.
I guess you're right.
All right, Beyonce and Jay-Z just celebrated their 9-year anniversary in celebration of that.
Give him a round of applause for that, man. 9 years? That's great.
Beyonce has released this song, Die With You, as an exclusive single on Tidal. This same song, she was playing the piano in a video for their 7th wedding anniversary, but now it's available for streaming. Check it out.
I don't have a reason to cry, and I have every reason to smile. And I don't have a reason to lie when you're already reading my mind. And I don't have a reason to be if I can't be with you.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That's very nice.
Well, she also did a 63-track playlist on Tidal. And she has songs like Tony's Anniversary. She has Sade on there, Robin Thicke, Lauryn Hill, Stevie Wonder, Outkast, Drake. Kanye's on there, Nina Simone. So you should check that out when you get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Omarosa was supposed to be getting married. She's engaged to a pastor.
Omarosa?
Yeah.
Donald Trump Omarosa?
Yes.
Who's marrying her?
But she had to postpone her wedding because she's been getting all kinds of death threats. Pastor John Allen Newman. There's concern for her safety, and there's backlash from the church that her fiance, where he's the pastor. So sources are saying that because of that and safety concerns, she's going to have to delay her wedding and move the ceremony to D.C.
Okay.
You know, now, of course, she's denying this whole death threat situation, but sources are saying all that's going to happen. The wedding's going to be April 8th now at an undisclosed location. And Donald Trump is invited.
How was Omarosa when she came up here? You remember? Was she nice? Was she pleasant? Because on TV, she seems nasty and not too nice. Not somebody I could even be a friend with.
She was fine.
She was? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Michael Irving, he is being accused of sexual assault, but he's saying he never had any sort of sexual relationship with his accuser. Here's what happened.
And I want to get this perfectly clear. I've known her for almost a decade. I've never had any kind of dating relationship with her. We've never had any kind of sexual relationship in any way. I was hurt. And I thought, okay, maybe it's the alcohol. But then I hear she hires this Gloria Allrich, who's a pretty good civil attorney. And then I was like, you know, okay, maybe I should just wake up and take it for what it is.
All right, he also says that he believes that video evidence will prove that he is innocent and that he never sexually assaulted this 27-year-old woman in his Florida hotel room.
Okay.
All right, and last but not least, Apollo. He is being accused of committing credit card fraud, but from behind bars.
From jail? He's still doing credit card schemes behind jail?
That's what the allegations are.
My goodness, allegedly.
Right now, he's in jail on wire fraud charges. They said he's going to get out in 2020. Now, Famulus, they're saying he might be facing more time because he's paying inmates $200 for their credit cards. I don't know how true this is right now, but we do know that he already got caught smuggling in a cell phone, and he spent 18 months in maximum security for that violation. So,
all right.
All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.